Surprisingly, not too bad. Not too bad. I'm not sure what they're going to be like tomorrow.
I take it you're sitting down. I mean, not on a bike, but you're taking a seat somewhere now, are you?
I'm just outside a nice little cafe with something that's nice and refreshing in front of me.
Good stuff. I think if anyone deserves it, it's certainly you. Which was the toughest bit of this year's course?
You know what? I think every single week of the 3 weeks has been a challenge. The first week was the cobbles, and then really strong winds, which were headwinds, are really difficult. Then second week, we're going into the Pyrenees, and the heat, that was over 40 degrees some days, and it was just getting on a bike in the morning when it was 25 degrees, knowing that it was going to go up to such temperature, was tough. And then the Alps, just to finish us off. Again, it's been a grueling. I think even the pros the day behind us were saying it's one of the toughest 21 days they've had. So, yeah, it's great to see everybody survive.
Now, you've been raising money and trying to get the message out on a global scale, really, this time. Sure. How has that gone?
It's gone really well. I mean, I've committed to raising £2 million over the next 2 years for a professor who's very, you know, he's very close to me, obviously saved my life. And how you repay a guy like that is just keep asking him questions, what do I do next? And he needs a certain amount of money to allow him to do the work he needs to do over the next few years. So that's what I've committed to. We've raised up to £650,000 now. But we've laid down some really firm foundations to build on this for a couple of events next year. We'll repeat doing the tour again next year. With the interest that we've had on the back of the event has been enormous. We've had about 80 inquiries, serious inquiries, to take part next year. So it only is just going to grow and make more money for the great cause.
Now, obviously the pros come through tomorrow. Are you going to be there to see them home, hopefully with Chris Froome in front?
Yes, and Chris has been fantastic. I mean, he made a statement at the start of the tour, and we've not spoken about a certain guy who joined us for 2 days, but he had to ask questions on that, and he was such a gentleman. I'm just hoping that he holds on to the yellow jersey today and we can see him drink champagne on the way into Paris tomorrow.
Now, the Lance Armstrong decision that I know you've been asked a lot of questions about, on balance, does it still feel like the right thing to have invited him along?
For me personally, yes. It's you know, he's a part of my life, and he was a major influence in getting me on a positive path, really, when I was diagnosed. When I was probably at my lowest, and I can't forget that. And he's a cancer survivor that's raised $500 million for his foundation, and I just thought it'd be wrong for me not to have him involved in some way. So it was a small part, you know, 2 days, but the response, I think, surprised everybody, in that the media was huge, that we thought would be worldwide news. You know, there was reporters from all over the world that seemed to come to us on that morning. But
you were surprised by that, Jeff, were you saying?
No, I wasn't surprised that. I was surprised by the positive reaction. Where I thought there would be some sort of a few negatives. And that was the balance that I had to try and weigh up with the decision. But I can honestly say there wasn't a negative comment or anything by the supporters that were already set up on the roadside, you know. The French and the different nationalities just wanted to stop him and just speak to him and just have a conversation with him. So it went totally against what a lot of people were reporting back in the UK when I made the announcement probably about 8 months ago.
Okay, well, it's good that you've it's good that you've addressed that, because it has caused a bit of a bit of a storm. And I was wondering whether now that you've done the whole tour, you were sort of able to reflect and think whether it was a good thing or not. But you know, from what you're saying, it has been positive, which is interesting. And I wasn't expecting you to say that, Jeff. No, if I may say so, I've been caught out ever so slightly.
Yeah, no, because I think everybody was, as every time there's a negative story, his name gets attached to it. But people have got to remember, it's 10 years ago since he took part in the tour and won the tour. And I think there's a lot moved on. And every time there's something that goes in cycling, his name gets brought up, even with what Froome has had to contend with over the 3 weeks. His name keeps being brought up with that. And it's, cycling should move on from that. You know, cycling should just... They've done some great work in cleaning up the game. And I think now is, rather than keep going backwards, look forwards, because I think there's a place for Lance Armstrong to get back into the cancer community again, and by helping, using his presence has taken our message worldwide, and I think he can benefit from that, and we can benefit from that as well.
Okay, good to get your views on that. And I can't let you go without a quick word on Crystal Palace, because they're getting ever so excited down there, given what's gone on in the summer. Johan Cabaye and, another year of Premier League football. It's all going very well for your former teammate.
Yeah, I mean, Alan Pardew, I think, was perfect time for him to come back to Crystal Palace. You know, it just brought a positive mindset. And Cabaye is a great signer, I think. He left Newcastle under a cloud, but, you know, he's worldwide, he's known as a quality player. So, you know, Crystal Palace fans would be very excited about what's coming up.